don't know me, my name's Neil Evans. I'm the full-time union official for Unite the Trade Union. I represent members in the largest employer in Sudbury. Naturally, the trade unions, as business does have, have a joint vested interest in the creation of employment. So based upon that, my question to the candidates is this. If elected, what policies do the candidates have to secure investment that will retain and create long-term, highly skilled, well-paid jobs and apprenticeships in the manufacturing industry?
And I'm going to throw that one to Simon first.
It's Green Party policy to create a million good jobs. Everything. I went to Green Party conference a month ago, and I was struck by every time people talk about creating jobs, there was the word good jobs. It's part of the Green Party's vision of the party slogan is the common good, it very much informs Green Party thinking, and it's one of the things that has attracted so many members in the last few months. We need to start thinking about creating a good society, a society in which you don't just have 0 hours contracts and jobs and unpaid internships, but proper jobs paying at least a living wage. One of the ways that we, if we had influence, we would be doing that job creation program would be a massive level of investment in green technologies and renewable energy. There are things that you could do, specifically. One of the things you could do in this area, you could do a feasibility study into, for example, re-establishing the railway link between Sudbury and Cambridge, building stuff that will reverse the damages we've done to the environment and create a more sustainable future.
Grace.
I think we have a really good record in government of creating jobs. We have created 1 million jobs, and that's through investing in initiatives such as the British Business Bank, the Green Investment Bank and the Regional Growth Fund. And a large number of those jobs are in the green industries, and we've increased manufacturing in that area. So I'm really proud of our record. I think our pledge is to continue that good work and to continue investing in green energy, but also in other forms of investment in other industries to keep the economy growing and really build on the stability that we've created over the last 5 years.
Stephen.
Thank you. So just picking up the point, one point you mentioned was reintroducing manufacturing, or making sure the manufacturing centre in the youth systems in the UK work properly. I agree with that. I think it's a great shame that over the decades that we've actually, that the proportion of manufacturing in the UK has dropped from 30-40%, certainly in the 1970s, down to less than 20% now. So there is a great opportunity there for employment if we can get back into either stopping the decline in manufacturing or reintroducing manufacturing as a policy of government. And I would very strongly support that. The other reason for saying strongly supporting manufacturing, of course, is balance of payments. We do import a lot of manufactured materials and goods from overseas. And if you have a very strong manufacturing base, then you save on foreign currency, foreign exchange as a result of that. So manufacturing is then something which I think we need to get back into from being, I think, certainly the 1970s in a state of decline. Now, I was actually involved in the manufacturing industry, having graduated for 1 year in that, in the car and actually motorcycle industry, but that's a long story. And I saw the decline going on there, I saw the competition, I saw the bad practices that were going on there, the lack of help from the government or money that was put into that, but wasn't very effective. And that's at the point at which I decided to go into an IT and computing career, which of course paid off very well because that was the future in that sense. So yeah, I do see that we need to have much more emphasis on manufacturing. And I think there's a kind of a cultural thing as well, is that if you say that you're a graduate now going into manufacturing, people will look at you very strangely. Why would you want to do that? Why don't you go into banking business or finance or insurance? Or why don't you become a human rights lawyer, for example, which is one of the more lucrative nearly said lucrative. I meant lucrative careers, which you can actually take upon that. So there's kind of a background there why industry hasn't taken place. It's partly economic, partly financial, government support, and I think there's a kind of a feeling that it's not there for the future, but I would very strongly support that. The other industry or other businesses which I would support, particularly for Sudbury, as you may guess, I would very strongly support the rapid rollout of broadband, all the latest technologies, 3G, 4G, 5G, 6G and beyond that. As you might guess, that is my background. I worked for British Telecom for many years at Martin St. Peter Research. And I've seen that the social changes that can take place when particularly employment for young people is made available through having the right kind of infrastructure, which we certainly don't have in these rural areas for a whole host of reasons. It's not only that you put in these high-speed broadbands and high-speed mobile so that people can watch videos on the go and that kind of thing. It's there to actually provide employment, both for people locally who want to take up a career in IT with having the right infrastructure on their patch helps them with that so that they don't have to move away. And also for those businesses which use IT, not necessarily specialising in IT, because you then have a lot of young people there with skills in IT and all the technologies associated with that, that they can actually thrive as well. So I'm not saying that pushing IT and technology and that infrastructure is actually going to be a solution to Sudbury's problems, but it is a kind of a good social change which we should introduce. And also it means that the people who would otherwise have to commute a lot with the improvement in technologies which we've got to do teleconferencing and all these nice things, it means you can cut down the amount of days which you have to travel to work. So there's a very good reason there for pushing on IT as well. So that's one of my particular patches. But more generally then, I agree with the gentleman, Neil, that it's a great shame that we don't actually value manufacturing industry as strongly as we do. And I would very strongly support any initiatives to actually bring that back into the forefront of UK employment. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, yeah, a very good question. If I can answer it in terms of local, national and international policy, taking first of all nationally, the key word is investment. For businesses to invest, they invest to make a return. They need to be confident in the economy looking forward, that there will be economic growth, that they will be able to export into markets that are growing and so on. So they need to have that confidence, and that means a government that commands credibility and delivers economic stability, which is what the coalition has done, and I think we should be proud of that. We have delivered a stable and growing economy. If we look at it locally, the local picture, Sudbury has a strong manufacturing base, actually. Output in manufacturing is up 17% between 2009 and 2014, according to the LEP in Sudbury. Some fantastic firms based here, but interesting to hear their concerns, and I have to say, one of them is getting goods out of the town because of the traffic and the congestion. So there is a big issue there, going back to our lorries and so on. In terms of internationally, I actually think a big issue for major investors, for those big manufacturers, is our access to the European Union. And my view is I would like Britain to remain in the European Union. I think we need access to that export market. However, I think we do need a referendum, because this country cannot keep going on for years and years not knowing whether it wants to be in or out. So I strongly back the Prime Minister. We should enter a period of negotiation to make Europe, instead of a big regulator, an organisation that backs growth, backs jobs, and at the end of that to have a referendum where the country, you out there, give the endorsement to staying in the EU and settle the matter once and for all. I think access to international markets, a strong, stable national government, and local authorities and local policies geared towards encouraging manufacturing, those are the ingredients you need for steady growth and creating an environment for creating jobs.
Okay.
And I absolutely agree with James that it's important that there is stability and industry feels that stability, and that's not what people are telling me, Neil. And I've met quite a lot of the workers from Delphi, including over Christmas some of the agency workers that were laid off. So I don't think this sense of stability exists, certainly at Delphi, and if it exists in out overseas Delphi, it's not permeating through to Sudbury. And the loss of 700-800 jobs from Sudbury's economy would be massive. And we, one of the first things that I would be doing would be to meet with Delphi and to find out what the challenges are. Because Delphi is involved, unfortunately, in a bit of a race to the bottom you know, driving down wages, working with people on agency contracts, and it had this really strong tradition of being a really good local employer, and something's happened, and that something has got to be the economy. And you know, I'm concerned that it may be looking to offshore some of its manufacturing work, which means that potentially we're going to lose more jobs. And we know that there are companies like Land Rover and Jaguar that are taking their responsibilities for producing things locally and taking some of this back because it's not environmentally friendly, and actually it's about really investing in local people. So I think Labour has got, obviously, I would say this as a lot of answers. We are going to break up the banks and have a British investment banks with regional banks that will really help businesses that are struggling, proper investment. We will outlaw exploitative zero-hours contracts. And I've met several young couples who are on zero-hours contracts in other manufacturing firms in Sudbury and around the area who can't get on the property ladder or are stuck in, you know, the rental market and will never, ever have the house or even can't get a council house. We will incentivise employers to pay at least the living wage, which will give tax break to firms who pay a living wage, which is £7.85. I've met people on £6.60 an hour. They, you know, moving their salary up to £7.85 overnight would make a massive difference, and it means that those people might have more to spend in Sudbury. We are talking about apprenticeships, and I know that there is a lot of rhetoric about apprenticeships and the amount of apprenticeships that have been created under this government, but I've met some youngsters locally, and I won't name the companies, but who have been employed for a year on £2.37 an hour. They haven't really come out with any particular skill, and then they're laid off at the end of a year for the next apprentice to take that job. And I've met young people in this area. So I think we need to, apprenticeships are really important, but they have been devalued. And we need a, you know, we need a gold standard apprenticeship, and we need more. And we need to work with employers so they can set the terms. Delphi started off by setting its own apprenticeships. It wasn't set by government, but they were supported to develop these apprenticeships. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to work with business to make sure that the apprenticeships that they have mean that they have a business that will stand the test of time. Thank you.
Right.